News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Huge numbers coming to Ireland in the 12 months to April last. 149,200 people emigrating here. That's a 17-year high pre-Celtic Tiger Celtic Tiger levels, I should say. Also, those significant numbers going in the opposite direction, 69,000 people moving out of Ireland, boosted in particular, the CSO said, by a strong outward flow to Australia. Mairead Farrell, Sinn Féin TD for Galway West. Let's focus on the emigration. Why are so many people leaving?
Well, I think it's really interesting, that the figures are telling us what we notice ourselves in our own communities, particularly when it comes to the move to Australia. And I think when we're looking at the vast amount of people that are moving to Australia, this is the highest level of emigration to Australia since 2013. We have to realise that it is linked to the fact that so many young people don't have a choice but to live in their parents' box room or live in a shared room with their sibling. We know that 4 out of every 10 25 to 35 year olds are living with their parents and just don't have that ability to move out. So we know people are moving for those kind of lifestyle reasons as well as those kind of economic reasons at the same time.
Yeah, but I mean, is there a danger in overinterpreting just that? We don't really know why people, for example, are going to Australia. We know lots of people have jobs and have accommodation and are still going to Australia. Like, I just was checking out online about this, because obviously we don't have stats on this. And look, you can take this view as it's anecdotal, I suppose, more than that. But this is one 24-year-old. I'm the exact age where all my friends are moving to Australia. They're not moving there because they can't make ends meet here. They're moving there because all their friends are over there partying, having a laugh in the sun. There are nurses and teachers who are going for the better wage. But let's be real about why they're emigrating. It's not a bad thing for people to go away for a year or two, see the world. I hope many of them, and most of them, come back. Like, is it not just something people do in their 20s, a coming of age thing?
Yeah, look, I mean, you can talk about the kind of thing about whether it's overanalyzing or not. And of course, there's going to be people that, and there always has been people that are going to move abroad to Australia, you know, for even just the weather after the summer that we've had. But when we see such an increase, so what we're seeing is from 4,700 of last year to 10,600 this year heading to Australia. Like, that is a very significant increase, Shane. And the fact that...
Or is it a fad? You know what I mean? The housing situation hasn't got dramatically worse in the last 12 months. I mean, it's not great, but it hasn't got dramatically worse in the last 12 months.
But the point here is, I suppose, Shane, is that it hasn't gotten better. And we know that there are so many people who are locked in their parents' box room. We know that, you know, there's regularly now, it's very common that three generations of the family will be living in the one room. But of course, you could be looking at it in different ways. And of course, there's going to be people who are going for a different type of lifestyle, for the different weather and all that kind of thing. But the reality here is, and this is something that I've been raising for some time. So I raised this in February, I raised it in November with Helen McEntee, and I raised it with Simon Harris as well. And when I raised it with Helen McEntee last year, it was because 21,000 visas had been issued for Australia, which is an extraordinarily high number. Both times when I raised it with Helen McEntee and Simon Harris, they said to me, oh, well, there's more people coming back in than there is leaving, you know, people who had emigrated coming back in.
Well, they're right about that.
The trend actually from the CSO figures yesterday.
Of Irish people, it's not a huge difference, though. I mean, I think it was 30,000 coming back, and I mean, it's not massive,
but it is
the difference.
A trend, Shane, and I do think we should, you know, we need to be honest with ourselves as well. Like, we should be having this conversation as to why we're seeing this 126% increase in the amount of young people travelling to Australia year on year. Like, that is a very significant increase. We need to be honest with ourselves about that. Like, we know today, for example, the CSO offers are coming out. Very exciting day for so many people. You know, so many young people who are wondering now what college course they're going to be getting are going to be extremely concerned about trying to get.
They are absolutely. Although I've heard stories about kids going to Australia and sleeping in bunk beds, sharing a room with six people. I mean, I don't think certain parts of Australia, the housing situation isn't a whole lot better. Sydney in particular.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I do think people are quite aware that when they are going. And, you know, even the conversation yesterday in relation to this whole thing was about that, you know, about would you be able to buy a house in Australia? But I think most people, when they're going over there to save. Their hope is to be able to go, have a good time, of course, enjoy themselves and all those kind of things, but be able to save in order to be able to come back.
Is that a bad thing?
I did, Well, we should be able to have a situation whereby people are able to save and be able to buy houses here. Of course, if people want to travel, then they should do so. But Shane, I'm from that generation, I suppose, who did my leaving cert in 2008, kind of got out of college 2012, 13. So many of my friends who have now been trying to come home, you know, because it's 10 years later, we're in our 30s, people want to settle down and that kind of thing. They're moving home to live with their parents. You know, they're getting married, they're living with their parents for a number of years, really struggling to try and get out of that.
So what's the solution to this then? How do we make it more attractive for young people to stay?
Well, to be honest, in my view, the housing crisis is core to all of this. So if we take Galway, for example, which I'm obviously from, which is obviously the place that I know best, Galway City, we've been promised an affordable housing scheme since 2019. We haven't seen that come to fruition. We also have a situation whereby people just simply cannot afford to rent. People are constantly being pushed out further and further away from where.
Okay,
you know,
so housing is the answer. Just one final question to Marie. I mean, if it is so awful here, how come 149,000 people came to live here last year?
Well, first of all, Shane, I don't think it's awful at all. I'm sitting here in the rain in Galway City, but I'm absolutely delighted to be living in Galway City. I don't think that you can say that anybody is suggesting that it is really awful doom and gloom. But we do need to be practical. We need to, when we get figures presented to us that are so clearly saying to us that there's a far greater cohort going to Australia, well, we need to listen. We need to look at the facts. I'm somebody who likes to base things on facts, looking at figures. That's just the way I come from my own background. And I just think that you're not wise to ignore figures. You're not wise to ignore these kind of trends. And it's really important to listen to them, to look at them, and to analyse what can be done to ensure that this doesn't continue.
Okay. Mairead Farrell, Sinn Féin TD for Galway West. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. What do you think, Ciara?
Yeah, I am worried about it, largely because my kids are of that demographic that they are, you know, young adults, late teens, that kind of age that are certainly talking about emigrating. My eldest lad went to Australia January 12 months ago. He's back currently because he's going to go back into education for a while. But is there a bit of excitement and a bit of adventuring? Yeah, you're right, Shane, there is. But it's more than that. Him and his friends all believe absolutely 100% that they can't afford to move out and move into Dublin or Cork or wherever and rent something here. That's what they believe. And they think that the grass is going to be greener somewhere else. And we do know that every time we have a kind of a recession, and we're certainly not in a recession now, but we have a housing pinch point, that people go for those economic reasons. And I don't want my kids to have to go anywhere. I don't want my kids to have to live on the other side of the world to me and potentially my grandkids, etc.
Could you buy a house in Sydney at the moment? I doubt it.
I don't think
many of them are going down there and buying houses in Sydney and Melbourne.
You were exactly right about bunk beds. My eldest lad, he was paying $100 a night to sleep in a bunk bed when he went there for the first 6 weeks, which I think is 60 quid a night. So that was over 400 quid a week for a single bunk bed in a dorm. So the grass is not as green as they certainly thought. But I do think at the end of the day, something has to be done about housing here, because young people feel, rightly or wrongly, their perception is that they have to go.
Housing is undoubtedly an issue. There's absolutely no question about that. And it's something we need to tackle. But, interesting.
You sound sceptical.
No, I'll tell you why I'm sceptical. It comes back to the conversation we had yesterday about the delays in infrastructure. A lot of the politicians jumping up and down. I'm not accusing Mairead Farrell of this, but a lot of politicians jumping up and down are politicians who also object to housing developments in their constituencies. I think that's a problem as well. Look, I don't disagree. Housing is an issue. I do think lots of people are going to Australia for fun and adventure. Loads of texts coming through in this.
Loads.
Ciara, Shane, I'm not surprised at these emigration numbers. This is no country for young people. Cost of living is crippling. Opportunities to own a home ahead of a vulture fund, a police force that can police, an actual functioning health system, a rigid but fair immigration system, and finally a great prospect to save money rather than just survive, with great weather, of course. I think that's way too bleak a picture of Ireland today, but yeah, keep those texts coming through. Lots more besides, Ciara.
Yeah, someone says it's more expensive in Australia than in Ireland. Houses are more expensive. The rate of exchange for Aus dollars to euros is poor. They go for fun. End of. I've been there, says Kieran.
I've two nephews in Australia with girlfriends. One there 8 years, has mortgage, married, now come home to get wed and have a baby. Christened this town. I know 10 kids by name that have left. The ones I don't know small town in Donegal. Yeah, lots of people going to Australia. I don't think there's any doubt. The numbers show that.
I have a genuine fear all my kids are going to end up there, and then I think I'm going to have to move there too, because I am not living. Yeah, I do, because I think what happens is
slightly alarmist.
Well, I think my eldest will probably go back, because he's talking about that once he finishes studying, and I think that he may well go back, and I think he could well act as an anchor for the rest of them, and I do worry about it, Shane. Yeah, I absolutely do.
And will they be able to buy a house in Australia?
I don't know that answer. I just worry about them going.
Yeah, I don't have that worry. I think it's great the kids are going traveling the world.
Oh, and I think most, I do too, I think, but I want them to come home.
Yeah, I think most of them will come back. I think we can solve the housing issue. I don't think we should be overly alarmist about it. But look, let us know what you think. 087 1400 1.